If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right.
Yeah.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos, let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stills and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up till 2 o'clock. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Tobin.
Welcome on in, buddy. It's good to
What's
see you.
What's happening?
I haven't seen you in person in a while.
You saw me,
Oh, you're going to use that mic? Huh? That mic?
I'm not putting my mouth on it.
Yeah, you touched it already, though. Right. So, yeah.
It's pretty crusty, though.
I hope you got your cootie shot, dude.
Yeah, I hope so.
Really? Not good.
Hope you got that. I hope you got that protection for that, man.
You need some, like, I mean, a wood chipper?
I don't know what you got going on.
It's alarming.
Like,
no, it's alarming.
Yes, a lot for sure.
Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
If you guys are wondering how Jazz Chisholm is liking Yankees life, 2 home runs last night.
Easy. Love that.
Easy.
Beautiful. Nah, one of them was off a catcher, but I mean, still, yeah, 2 home run.
What?
Well, they killed him 14-4. So.
Oh, so they had a catcher.
Yeah, they do that now, right?
Sometimes it's harder. It's harder to hit a soft toss than a guy throwing a hundy.
Not for him.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, man.
He went Oppo Taco in the second, and then just one for good measure last night in the ninth just to give the Phillies one last send-off. He goes, I may not be in your division, but here you go.
Can I ask a question? I'm looking at Russell Wilson having calf problems.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do you come into camp?
With calf issues?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hard-working man. He was probably on a flight getting those drills in.
Like, if I'm getting banged up.
The old get injured.
Nah, I never went into camp. I never went into camp injured. Never.
Never?
Never.
Well, we have Odell. He's dealing with a little something.
Yeah, sure. I pace myself so that we working in camp, right? And if I felt anything, I'd shut it down and like, no, I'm gonna be ready for camp.
I will say that's if there was one guy that was gonna make camp the most interesting, and the guy who probably doesn't want their backup getting any reps, it's probably Russell Wilson.
Oh yeah.
Because everyone's going to be like, young kid fast. Huh?
Yeah, that's me.
How do you think that's going
to play out?
I mean, that was the yes. That was
you wonder how you think that's going to play out?
Because
keep in mind, there's some Dolphins fans who thought, like, we should have just not signed Tua and got Justin Fields.
Okay, again, that's me. I'm right here. I understand.
We don't have to. You don't have to say Dolphin. Yeah, just go Frog Boy.
Right. So I'm interested
but
to see.
There's a little difference of, like, you know, Tua is still a guy in his prime. Tua is not washed and feels like he's, you know, kind of getting over the hill like Russell Wilson has.
Right.
You know, that's
right. I mean, I got you. Like, listen, there's a difference in having opportunities and not being successful and still on the come, haven't gotten your real come up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that's where Justin Fields is. I would say, like, and I've never figured this out in football. Never. And this takes me back to the Zach Thomas thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why can't we look on a field and look at a guy and say, that's a damn football player, instead of looking at all the measurables and say he's going to be a good football player? Because there's a lot of guys playing in sports that don't necessarily look the part,
yeah,
but can play really well.
I know who you're talking about.
Who?
Ethan Bonner. White Lightning.
White Lightning.
That's who you're talking about.
Well, he's right now he's one of one.
He is
one of one, and there's only
he's
been
all
one
the rage though right now. He's all the rage. Everybody's talking about. They're all saying like this guy is taking the biggest jump. Jalen Waddle yesterday says nobody's made a bigger leap than him,
mm-hmm.
and he's just playing with that confidence. Fastest, one of the fastest guys on the team, at least top you three.
How many times? Are you going to say that?
Fast,
you know, it's like,
well,
it, I mean,
intangibles.
Yeah, there you go. I would say who's the? I played with a guy in college. I thought he was the fastest intangible I ever met in my life.
Hmm?
His name was John Kolasar. We played against Ohio State one time, and it was a back and forth game. With minute left to go in the game, we were down like 5 or 4, right? He gets the opening kickoff, takes it to midfield, and then 2 plays later, gets a 50-yard touchdown pass. So he accounted for 100 yards and we beat Ohio State. It was amazing. And to this day, every time I talk to him or see him, I say, you're the fastest intangible I've met in my life.
Well, I don't think you said it that time. I don't think you ever said intangibles.
I never said intangibles.
They said but 4-4-5 for him.
For Bonner?
No, for John Kolasar.
John Kolasar. Yeah, four, four, five. I'm telling you.
That's pretty good.
No.
He's got a YouTube fast. Play. Picks up 100 yards in 2 plays. That's crazy.
I just saw the story.
They just have the title there, like immediately after you say it, the first thing that pops up.
Right.
That's his moment.
Right.
But I was saying for Ethan Bonner, like, you know, everyone's raving about you, and then all of a sudden Cam Smith, who are all like, he's got something tight.
Can't
be out there.
That's what we do, though. That's what we do.
Slide right in there.
You know what?
Take that gig.
Most of my opportunities in sports came at the expense of somebody else's injury.
That's a shame.
Right?
Yeah.
And what you do with it is on you.
Right.
Right? And sometimes coaches and people have a thought of what you are without ever seeing you play. And then that opportunity comes. And then you show them, oh, he's actually this. But until you actually get out there, the only thing they have is what they think you are, right? Not actually what you are. Because for, you know, everybody assumed I was a fullback. Everybody assumed that I didn't block. Right? Like, it was a crazy thing. So I just ate it, but... You know, the teams I played, I was like, oh, no, he can do this, he can do this, he can do that. As soon as I got the opportunities, unfortunately, it never came with, hey, go out and do this for us. It always came with, hey, this guy's banged up. Let's try him at this.
Mm.
And that's how it works. So, you know, when you look at Justin Fields, when you look at Bonner, you look guys that are, you know, and right now they're trying to learn a defense. So he's probably going to be put in – just defensive spots, not necessarily what they think his strengths are. And he's getting an opportunity to show that, wait a minute, the things that you thought I couldn't do, I can do in this defense. So now all of a sudden he's our biggest up and mover, when in actuality it could be something along the lines of they didn't think he could do it.
Interesting. Wow. What a unicorn.
He's not – well –
No, he is a unicorn. You cannot say he's not a unicorn. You can't say that.
I don't want to. Here, let me say this.
What?
I don't want to say a unicorn is a fast white guy.
No.
You're saying it.
A fast unicorn is, he's not only just a fast white guy, he's a fast white guy that runs backwards.
They don't run back. They don't run back. Oh, my goodness.
That's a wrinkle.
Yep.
Oh. Here we go.
They don't let, you know,
what 5 minutes into the show.
Didn't Jason Kelce, he said it. He goes, it's the hardest position. They don't even let white people play it. He's right. Now this guy's, he's breaking the mold.
Undrafted.
Yep. I remember Deion told a guy, I could run faster than you backwards.
You know, they probably said to him, just like Bill Polian told Lamar Jackson, you know, they were trying to say, hey, you be a wide receiver. They probably told Bonner, hey, safety.
That was
for sure.
Well, you know what happens, right? You know who gets moved to safety?
Tangibles.
The running quarterback.
Oh.
Wait, who was it? Frost? Who got with Frost out of Nebraska?
Eric Crouch.
Eric Crouch.
Wow, good call there. Jesus.
Or they get moved to safety or slot receiver.
You don't really forget him, Marcos, because the Canes whooped the whole Jonathan Vilma killed a guy in that game.
Who was the slot receiver for Pittsburgh back in the day? Randall L. Yeah. He played quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
So did what's his face?
New
Welker. Yeah, Edelman.
Edelman. Yep.
Did you guys know Ryan Tannehill played a little wide receiver?
I heard that.
Dude, do you guys know that story?
I don't want to rehash it.
Do you actually know the story?
We know the story. We know the story.
You know he went to college as a quarterback, right?
We know the story.
Okay, then why do we say he played wide receiver?
Because they said it every time. If you mentioned it today, they would mention that he played wide receiver in college.
All right, fine.
Interesting. Do you know who played wide receiver? Ryan Tannehill.
Wow. Really?
That's really good.
So he's not really like he's a raw quarterback. You can't really judge him.
He's only been playing quarterback for
15 years later.
All of these talks.
The guy's played quarterback for 1,000 years.
$200 million as a quarterback. Right.
And we still say
that's crazy.
Yeah. That's what you do.
That's crazy.
You just did it.
What?
You know he played quarter. He played like come on.
Take a break. We'll hear a little bit from camp yesterday. A lot of buzz around certain players. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up here until 2 on the program today. Play a little Damage Is Done. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM. As your Miami Dolphins continue training camp, we still got until next week before the preseason gets going. We do have a Hall of Fame game this week. If that wets your whistle, I don't know if you're gonna be more into that or the Olympics, Leroy.
It depends. It depends on what's on.
Mm.
But I go back and forth. I'll watch some Olympics. I'll stop for a minute. My thing is I can't tell if it's qualifying or medal.
It says it in the corner, dude.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Definitely does. You're talking about.
Dude, I will come over there and fight you. Okay. I'm telling you, can't tell the difference.
Damn.
Well, this is kind
of... I knew the gymnastics.
I'm not going to let you do this.
I knew the men's gym... What?
Okay, I'm not going to let you do this because you have admitted plenty of times to watching replay Marlins games you thought were live, where it very clearly in the corner says...
No, it doesn't. Replay. Hey! No, replay. You're a liar.
No,
does it not say?
It does. It does.
How light do they put it up there?
No, it's light, but it's there. It's light, but it's there.
Do they put it up there?
It's light, but it's there. And I'm not going to sit
do
here.
Do they put it up there to deceive you?
No, I don't think so.
What?
Deceive? It's like, let's trick these people.
There's a difference between spelling replay and live. It's not that. It's not rocket
it's
science.
Very light.
Okay. Sorry.
That's great.
But you would admit, like Marcos, it says in the corner.
It says it.
Very put it up right now. Do we have Olympics? Can you put Olympics on right now? There's got to be some Olympics.
Got to be some.
There's got to be something.
Yeah, it's the middle of the day there.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of Olympics going on right now. Saw yesterday. There we go. Boom.
Oh, we're about to win.
Oh, look at that. Swimming. I thought they banned those suits. I thought those weren't allowed anymore.
Mm. What?
The swimming suits.
You don't know the material, though.
Oh. Oh, it's women's too. I think they have different rules. But remember that was a big thing. Like they used to say when Michael Phelps. It was
is
one year Michael Phelps won all the records.
Is that Ledecky?
Katie Ledecky? I don't think so.
Uh oh, she's getting caught.
Oh no!
Oh no! She's going. Oh my goodness! Ooh. She got.
Ladies and gentlemen, we call this bit. Leroy watches people swim.
Walsh.
Okay, yeah.
We were watching gymnastics yesterday, if I'm being honest.
Sweden was Sweden with the gold, huh?
Sweden with the gold.
You think she's friends with Pella Larsson?
You want a chance at that one?
Let's call her.
Mm. I didn't see her name. It went too fast.
Yeah.
It went too fast. But second place in the heat. So it's a heat. This is not for the medal.
Wait, look.
What?
I couldn't even tell.
It says it in the corner.
Where?
It's not going to say it now because they're not actually racing, but it said it.
No, it did not.
It did too.
Okay.
It did.
Okay, dude. All right.
It did not.
Okay, dude. I don't want to embarrass you. Like, it's okay. I don't want to do that to
you. Which corner should I be looking at?
Yeah. Which corner?
Well, it was in the
You're
bottom.
Lying.
It was
in
the bottom corner. It was in the bottom corner.
See?
It's not going on live now. They're not doing it.
This guy's a fibber, and this guy watches replays. I can't trust anybody.
This is ridiculous, dude. This is crazy to me.
This may be a replay for all.
Look, it says it right there. Heat 2. All right?
It says it there.
Yeah. But it said it in the corner as well. Mm. Everybody saw it, dude. Everybody saw it. You're the only guy.
That's pretty good. I didn't see that one.
Everybody saw it.
All right.
You know what everybody else saw? Ethan Bonner.
Oh.
Let's hear some camp sound.
Yeah.
Love camp sound. Nothing makes it feel more football than camp sound.
Goose.
You know what makes it feel more like football? Football.
We only got what we got right now. Like, we're here at the restaurant. Yeah. We're waiting. We're waiting for our buzzer to go off, you know?
Yep.
Oh, and they give you. I hate that. Like, you know where I ate Culver's?
Ah, yes. Culver's. That is a burger spot.
Yeah, and ice cream.
Oh, okay.
And ice cream,
yeah. I see the billboards for that.
Yeah.
I see the billboards for that. Is it any good?
You know what I compare it to? It's the PDQ of burger places.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what are we doing here? Okay.
Like, I had chicken tenders. Listen.
PDQ does feel like
I could have stopped off at Publix.
It feels like PDQ is trying to make their tenders a little healthier, and I'm like, nah.
What are we doing here?
Just make a tender a tender.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I hate the ones they do the little chicken strip, and there's hardly no chicken in it. Like, there's a couple of places that do that. Real chicken.
I wish chicken tenders were an Olympic event. Then I'd have my day.
Wow. Glory.
Here is Jalen Waddle. He's good.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying he's having an incredible camp so far.
Hasn't dropped a ball.
That's what they say. I thought I saw him drop a ball.
Oh, I thought he saw him again.
But I'm not, you know what? I'm just going to say, you know what, everybody, I'm going to ignore my eyes.
What side are you on?
I'm on Jalen Waddle's side. I'm on Jalen Waddle's side. I thought I saw him drop a ball.
Nah, I bet you if that was Bonner, you would have said he didn't drop a ball.
That's not true.
Oh, really?
That's not true.
Because it kind of sounds like.
That's not true. It kind of sounds like. I don't know what I mean. If I saw Braxton Berrios drop a ball, I'd say the same thing. Or Craycraft. And I love Craycraft because, you know, anytime touchdown.
Anytime. Still digging that up.
Jalen Waddle says that Ethan Bonner, bigger leap than anybody.
Man, Bonner probably has had, like, the craziest jump from, I think, any player from last year, in my opinion. He just seemed like a totally different player out there. He's more patient at the line. Maybe it's just a year on his belt. More his patience. He using his long arms. He obviously know he can run. So he can stay hip to hip with anyone. And he's playing with a lot of confidence out there. So I tell EB every day, man, you getting us better.
Wow.
Wow.
Goosey's dude.
And I'm like,
wow.
And you know what I would say if I was EB?
Goosey.
This is what I would say if I was EB. What
do you say?
I ain't here to get you better. I'm here to get my game on.
Wow.
Like, what are you talking about? Wow. Like, he's like, he make him sound like he's a sparring partner.
That's interesting.
Like, he's a sparring partner. Go get yours, EB.
EB says that he deserves to be here and he wants to play.
There you go.
Ooh. I like
that. That sounds like what I said.
I like that.
Like, I ain't a sparring partner.
Here's Ethan Bonner, EB.
At the end of the day, I just want to be the best player that I can be. I want to maximize my potential. I think I've gained a little confidence and I think I deserve to be here. And at the end of the day, I do want to be on the field and I want to play.
Can I just also say this?
Goosey.
I'm starting to hear this, and I don't know if you guys are picking up on this. Mm. Okay.
Mm?
Last year, with that defense, a lot of reading and reacting and stuff like that, a lot of the guys that are used to locking people down or playing a kind of more aggressive defense struggled.
Mm.
Cater Kohu. Cam Smith, Bonner.
I don't know what style Cater.
Right,
I don't know what style Cam Smith plays.
But I'm just saying that I'm starting to hear, and now all of a sudden they're saying, "Oh, this guy's really got his confidence. Maybe he's more comfortable in the role that he's playing."
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it sounds like. Yeah. It sounds like to me.
I mean, he did get playing time by the end of the year, so maybe
it sounds like last year. Well, that's because everybody was hurt.
No, that's
fair. But it sounds like, you know, expect Kader Kohou to be a little bit better, Cam Smith, and Bonner because of maybe the defensive scheme that they're running with these guys.
Okay, just so we're clear, look on the bottom. Women's 100-meter free, H4. That's what? Heat.
What?
Whoa, how is anyone supposed to know? All the swim heads know that.
No one even says that.
No, dude, people know that. People know that.
H4.
That's Heat 4.
I feel like I got to remember my parking.
How do they know that?
Remember your parking spot. H4. We parked in H4.
I'm going to say this.
What?
As nicely as I can. You can kick the sharpest of
rocks. Yeah, dude.
You are out of your damn mind.
No one would know that.
I'm flipping the channels, and I'm going, oh, I should know. Is this the finals or what?
If it was for the real medal, it would say RD.
What?
Real deal.
Oh, no way. No way.
Yeah, that's dude, that's what it says.
Dude, you're the
real
worst.
Deal.
You are. How many heats are there?
That's crazy.
Huh?
How many heats?
Ha, hell.
As many as it takes.
Oh,
feeling. That's why I can't watch TV with you.
Third round. I mean, we're third again.
Last time we watched a baseball game by my house, there was a no-hitter, and nobody informed us.
Sauce, so what the hell does Heat 4 mean?
Right.
It's the fourth heat.
Right.
Do they have heat culture? You know that, but here's the thing. You know, Ethan Bonner is not the only young blood out there impressing.
Ooh.
Durham Smythe yesterday said Julian Hill, of course, undrafted tight end, got some PT last year.
Yeah.
Right.
He said, "I'll just listen to what he said. This is crazy."
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would venture to say Julian might be the most physical tight end in the NFL across the entire board. I don't care what year you are. He's the most physical player I've ever played with. And he's a professional. From day one, this is the main thing is the main thing for him. And this is what he cares about. And that really sets apart rookies, especially undrafted free agents, some guys who care as much as he does. And the sky's the limit for him. You know, he's the most physical guy I've ever played with. He's got talent outside of that too that he's building on as a young player. The sky is the limit for Julian.
Wow.
Oh, see, no, that's stupid.
Wow. Well, you know what? Listen, when you come out of Campbell, you need to make it known that you're physical. All right.
Wow.
Yep.
I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that.
They call him Chunky Soup.
I don't think they do, though.
They do now.
That is another thing that I highly doubt.
Why not?
No one's like, hey, Chunky Soup. Come on. Having a good camp? Hey, Chunky Soup.
Chunky Soup, dude.
Can I just tell you? Yeah, that's kind of the first thing when you get on a team. Dang it. So somebody give you a nickname.
You went to where?
Campbell.
Hey, Chunky Soup over here.
Reggie? Have you been eating your Chunky Soup?
Who is the Chunky Soup now, guy? Is it Saquon?
No, it was the brothers.
It's the Prescotts?
No.
It's the Kelsey's?
Kelsey's.
They get everything.
Remember the mom when he was flashing his ring and she gave Jason the soup?
Because he didn't get a ring?
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite one, though, Donovan McNabb. I don't know why those were my favorite ones. That's the Chunky Soup guy I remember. Donovan McNabb.
Mine was Reggie White.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was the OG.
Yep.
Jason, Travis, and Mama Kelsey. That's the most recent one I can find.
Yeah.
How many commercials do you think we're going to get of the Kelseys this year? Like, how is it possible we get even more commercials of them this year?
Because he got more time. I mean, look, they're good dudes.
As long as we don't have Fitzpatrick this year, I'm happy about
they're good dudes. They ain't did nothing. Like, they ain't forced themselves on.
Not yet.
Jason just having himself a good time.
I hope that when Fitzpatrick, like, talks to his agent, he goes, how come we're not getting the deals? He goes, they're all going to Jason.
Coincidence.
We already got our new bearded guy.
Another guy with
a
beard.
He actually played.
Got a ring.
He might be. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Both of them.
Physical, though, dude. You know, and this is interesting. I haven't heard
this.
Does
the beard make him more physical?
Definitely.
Right? Because if he cut the beard off, he's
nobody wants that. Yeah, nobody wants that.
Okay.
He'd be an idiot to do that. You know, you need to go get your catalogs for like Outdoor World and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
You can't shave that beard.
He's a woodsman.
I don't even think he should become skinny. Like some of these centers get out of football, they get skinny. Right? I wouldn't do that, dude.
That's the difference between black football players and white football players.
Why?
Because white football players, they do a lot. They try to have to keep their weight up.
Big black, they
fighting to keep their weight down while they playing. So when they get done,
don't say that. You don't know that. Don't say whoop. Yeah, you look good, Leroy. You look good, man. You look svelte. Slim.
Hey,
very svelte.
This is from experience. I'm not just talking about me. I got friends.
I don't want you to say anything. You're hard enough on strangers.
I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Whatever you're thinking in your head right now, just don't say it.
We have somebody.
Okay, dude.
A favorite of the show. That of the next show. That played wide receiver.
Okay. Just
do that. You're brutal, dude.
Didn't have to do it.
You're brutal.
Didn't have to do it.
And right now.
You're brutal. Okay.
Him and Jason Kelce are in the same weight class. Okay. I'm going to just say that. I got my boy. Wait. I'll give you another one.
I know who it is. You don't have to tell me.
I can tell you one that don't have nothing to do with you.
Right.
Play quarterback.
I know who it is. May have a spice in his name.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Play with a Hall of Famer. Right?
This is good.
5 touchdowns against the Dolphins.
Yep. Pointed at his knee.
All right.
Hey, ooh.
Took him over Drew Brees.
My boy KB.
That's all we're going to give you, though.
My boy KB. He was 245 when he played.
You know what, dude?
He ain't seen 245 in a hot minute.
Just please stop. We're going to take a break.
I'm just saying. It happens.
Check it out now.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. If you guys want to go see Limp Bizkit, they're going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm next week. We got your chance to win tickets. Huh. Got a pair of tickets for you.
It's a they? Like, I thought Limp Bizkit was the guy. Oh, no, Fred Durst?
Fred Durst is the guy. Limp Bizkit is a band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to keep rolling.
-1.
No way. What? That's your bit?
What do you mean?
Okay, all right. That's fine.
-1.
Don't do that bit.
Tough crowd. It's a Live Nation show, by the way. It's a Live Nation show. What happened?
That the bang did it bang the people? No.
The ball. No, that's Kid Rock.
Oh. Ball with a ball to bang the bang, baby, bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
All right.
Same thing. Gotcha.
Frog with the frog.
Ooh. The frog with the frog, the bang, the bang.
Haven't been hearing the Cuban tree frogs as much as is mating season over?
I don't know, man. You know, it's that hurricane that's coming. They know.
We have a hurricane coming?
Yeah. There's a disturbance. Ugh. There's a disturbance heading our way.
Yeah, it is about that time, huh?
Yeah, we've been lucky for quite some time. So, let's hope we keep getting lucky.
I'm back.
Leroy's back, everyone.
Did you guys hear that Aaron Rodgers is lashing out at his teammates at the Jets game?
Of course he is.
How is he doing that?
Of course he is. Wait.
Did you laugh at their pain?
Wait.
Yeah.
I love the way people go into different situations. And then you're shocked. Like, just can't believe that guy is consistent with who he is. What are you doing?
I thought he'd be older and wiser by now.
No. You know what older players do sometimes?
What?
They think that they can just go off on younger players. Right? Like, I used to always say to the old heads that thought, you know, I'm here, that I can, you know, they got to listen to me. I'm like, you know, at some point you're going to have to depend on that guy to do his job, right? Why don't you help him?
Aaron Rodgers apparently threw an interception on the second play. This is according to ESPN on a well-thrown ball to
Washington. Oh, it's a well-thrown ball. How is it a well-thrown ball?
throwing ball at me was picked.
It got worse from there. There were a handful of, quote, sacks and about a half dozen off-target shotgun snaps from Joe Tippmann that forced Aaron Rodgers to jump for the ball. On another play, Rodgers was livid after falling to the ground. The old don't like to fall.
No, no.
After falling to the ground when a lineman stepped on his foot.
When I ain't going to lie. When I got to my, like, last year and we were doing, you know, drills where you just butt up, if you butted me too hard, I'm going to be cranky. Like, yeah, dude, yo, don't like it. I'm like, are you kidding me? I got to do this for 16 games and you going to do this with me now?
But I would be annoyed with that too. Like especially if my Achilles is made of pastrami.
It's, dude, here, I'm telling you this. It takes a minute for, depending on what you're trying to do as a center, to get that whole moving and snapping at the same time thing, right? Also, you got guards pulling, right? If you have guards pulling, maybe, let me just throw this out there. Maybe the quarterback is not as fleet of foot as he used to be and can't get out of there quick enough, so the pulling guard is trying to avoid him.
So they're getting yelled at because he's an old man?
It happens.
So it seems like.
Right.
Leroy hates Aaron Rodgers, though.
No, I don't. I don't. All right. But what I do understand is, there are certain things that happen with a 40-year-old that we're just excluding from how we're evaluating what this team and what Aaron Rodgers is going
to
be.
We definitely seem to be overlooking the fact that he's 40.
Right! So and have I not made that point since the second he's got to New York?
I was doing a hit yesterday on the Infinity Sports Radio Network, and they were asking me about the Jets, and I was like, should you respect them more? I don't think so. I feel like all the Dolphins should just be like, all the respect has to go to the Bills.
Name another player that we still say, right? But he has a Super Bowl. And it was so long ago. If it were any other quarterback, we would be saying more along the lines of, he hasn't won in a while and he's had some pretty good teams to win with. Because guess what? They did it with Peyton Manning. Right? They did it with Peyton Manning. So,
the thing is with Aaron, that's going to be interesting, is like he's coming off of this injury. We just really don't know what he's going to look like. But Aaron, like when Peyton was done, he was done.
Yes.
And it was just like one year, all of a sudden it was over.
He had the 1 year where he had like 55 touchdowns.
No, his first couple of years with Denver were awesome. Right.
In fact, we all thought they would win the Super Bowl his first go at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Nobody ever thought that version of Peyton Manning would win a Super Bowl. Right? We didn't.
Nope.
And so they won it. He got his second title. And now they call him two-time champ. When in actuality, he should be thanking a lot of people. But he should have won it the year before. So that's why, you know, you kind of. But come on, man. Like, it was 2013.
When he won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It was 11.
2011?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Sorry, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it was. So, think about that. Like, put it in perspective. Who are we all of a sudden? Oh, we got a Super Bowl champ with us now. It was 13 years ago.
I know.
And he's coming off of an Achilles. And he's cranky and grumpy. You think, wait a minute, the one thing that I'll say about Tom Brady, he ain't never act like this.
Oh, Tom Brady would rip his teammates.
He would rip his teammates, but come on.
Tom Brady would rip his
teammates. But come on, not like, come on, man. I'm just saying, don't you think that based on where he's, the injury he's coming off of.
Yeah, it's scary.
And not playing for a whole year, that he would come in a little more, you know.
Well,
like, let's do this.
He thinks everything's a jokey joke.
Oh, it don't nothing, sound like he's
and
joking.
Nothing, and nothing or is about his fault. Him.
That's the part. That's the part, right? Like, the one thing that you appreciate from guys that are leaders, right? This is from coaches to everybody, right? Is that when they get in a situation like this, They'll say we. They won't put it on one person or whatever. We just got to clean these things up or what have you, right? That's one of the things I said I thought was amazing about the Panthers. No matter how bad it was going, everybody was level-headed. Hey, we got this. We know what this feels like. We know what we got to do or whatever.
And Paul Maurice knew when to play the card.
Right.
He had to.
Exactly. But he didn't play it to us. He played it with his team.
Yeah.
Right? You don't call out your guys. How you going to get them to respond? You think that's going, especially now, you think yelling at another football player is motivation to get him to do the right thing? Have we not paid attention to sports lately?
It hasn't been the style.
Right. So, no. Where do y'all, how do y'all think this is going
to
play out?
Unless Tua wants to yell, then he's allowed to do whatever he wants.
How? Yeah, but if Tua yells, then you know what you would say?
Oh.
Something's up, because he's not like that.
We'll take a quick break here on the program. Get you caught up with your headlines. Play a little Damage Is Done. Oh, the breaststroke is going on. Heat 3.
Is this?
I got to tell you.
H3.
You know how strong you got to be to get that far out of the water?
Mm. It looks, it's really, it's the funniest looking stroke.
Right.
Yeah.
Look.
Natural to me.
Natural. Well, your leg kick is awesome. See, they do the frog kick in the back, too.
Yeah, no, it's totally natural.
Back after this.
Check it out now.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. If you guys want to go see Limp Bizkit, they are going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm next week. We got your chance to win tickets. Huh. Got a pair of tickets for you.
It's a they? Like, I thought Limp Bizkit was the guy. Oh, no, Fred Durst?
Fred Durst is the
Fred
guy.
Fred Durst is the
Limp
guy.
Limp Bizkit is a band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to keep rolling.
-1.
No way. What? That's your bit? What do you mean?
Okay, all right. No, that's fine.
-1.
I don't do that bit.
Tough crowd.
It's a Live Nation show, by the way.
Yeah, right.
It's a Live Nation show. What
is
happened?
Is that the bang diddy bang the people? No.
A ball. No, that's Kid Rock.
Ah.
Ball with a ball with a bang the bang. Bang the bang. Bang the bang. Bang. Yeah.
All right.
Same thing.
Frog with the frog.
Oh.
The frog with the frog. The bang the bang.
Haven't been hearing the Cuban tree frogs as much. Is mating season over?
I don't know, man. You know, it's that hurricane that's coming. They know.
We have a hurricane coming?
Yeah. There's a disturbance. Ugh. There's a disturbance heading our way.
Apparently. Yeah, it is about that time, huh?
Yeah, we've been lucky for quite some time. So, let's hope we keep getting lucky.
I'm back.
Leroy's back, everyone.
Did you guys hear that Aaron Rodgers lashing out at his teammates at the Jets game?
Of course he is.
How is he doing that?
Of course he is. Wait.
Do you laugh at their pain?
Wait.
Yeah.
I love the way people go into different situations. Mm. And then you're shocked. Like, just can't believe that guy is consistent with who he is. Mm. What are you doing?
I thought he'd be older and wiser by now.
No. You know what older players do sometimes?
What?
They think that they can just go off on younger players.
Mm.
Right? Like, I used to always say to the old heads that thought, you know, I'm here, that I can, you know, they got to listen to me. I'm like, you know, at some point you're going to have to depend on that guy to do his job, right? Why don't you help him?
Aaron Rodgers apparently threw an interception on the second play. This is according to ESPN on a well-thrown ball to
Washington. Oh, it's a well-thrown ball. How is it a well-thrown ball if it was picked?
It got worse from there. There were a handful of, quote, sacks and about a half dozen off-target shotgun snaps from Joe Tippmann that forced Aaron Rodgers to jump for the ball. On another play, Rodgers was livid after falling to the ground. The old don't like to fall.
No.
After falling to the ground when a lineman stepped on his foot.
When I ain't gonna lie. When I got to my like last year, and we were doing, you know, drills where you just butt up. If you butted me too hard, I'm gonna be cranky. Like, yeah, dude, yo, the old don't like. I'm like, are you kidding me? I got to do this for 16 games, and you gonna do this with me now?
But I would be annoyed with that too. Like my Achilles is made of pastrami.
Dude, here, I'm telling you this. It takes a minute for, depending on what you're trying to do as a center, to get that whole moving and snapping at the same time thing, right? Also, you got guards pulling, right? If you have guards pulling, maybe, let me just throw this out there. Maybe the quarterback is not as fleet of foot as he used to be and can't get out of there quick enough. Mm. So the pulling guard is trying to avoid him.
So they're getting yelled at because he's an old man?
It happens.
That's what it seems like.
Right.
Leroy like, hates Aaron Rodgers, though.
No, I so don't. I don't.
I hate Aaron Rodgers, too.
No.
You do?
See, I don't. All right. But what I do understand is there are certain things that happen with a 40-year-old that we're just excluding from how we're evaluating what this team and what Aaron Rodgers is going
to
be.
We definitely seem to be overlooking the fact that he's 40.
Right. So and Have I not made that point since the second he's got to New York?
I was doing a hit yesterday on the Infinity Sports Radio Network, and they were asking me about the Jets, and I was like, should you respect them more? I don't know. I feel like all the Dolphins should just be like, all the respect has to go to the Bills.
Name another player that we still say, right, but he has a Super Bowl. And it was so long ago. If it were any other quarterback, we would be saying more along the lines of, he hasn't won in a while, and he's had some pretty good teams to win with. Because guess what? They did it with Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They did it with Peyton Manning. So,
the thing is with Aaron, that's going to be interesting, is like he's coming off of this injury. We just really don't know what he's going to look like. Like, Aaron, like when Peyton was done, he was done.
Yes.
And it was just like one year, all of a sudden it was over.
He had the 1 year where he had like 55 touchdowns.
No, his first couple of years with Denver were awesome.
Right. In fact, we all thought they would win the Super Bowl his first go at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Nobody ever thought that version of Peyton Manning would win a Super Bowl. Right? We didn't.
Nope.
And so they won it. He got his second title. And now they call him two-time champ. When in actuality, he should be thanking a lot of people. But he should have won it the year before. So that's why, you know, you kind of. But come on, man. Like, it was 2013.
When he won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It was 11.
2011.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sorry. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it was. So think about that. Like, put it in perspective. Who are we all of a sudden? Oh, we got a Super Bowl champ with us now. It was 13 years ago.
I know.
And he's coming off of an Achilles. And he's cranky and grumpy. You think, wait a minute, the one thing that I'll say about Tom Brady, he ain't never act like this.
Oh, Tom Brady would rip his teammates.
He would rip his teammates, but come on.
Tom Brady would rip his
teammates. But come on, not like... Come on, man. I'm just saying, don't you think that based on where he's, the injury he's coming off of,
scary.
And not playing for a whole year, mm-hmm. that he would come in a little more, you know, let's do this.
He thinks everything's a jokey joke.
Oh, it don't sound like he's joking.
And nothing is about him.
That's the part. That's the part, right? Like, the one thing that you appreciate from guys that are leaders, right? This is from coaches to everybody, right? Is that when they get in a situation like this, they'll say we. They won't put it on one person or whatever. We just got to clean these things up or what have you, right? That's one of the things I said I thought was amazing about the Panthers. No matter how bad it was going, everybody was level-headed, hey, we got this. We know what this feels like. We know what we got to do, or whatever.
And Paul Maurice knew when to play the card.
Right.
He had to.
Exactly. But he didn't play it to us. He played it with his team.
Yeah.
Right? You don't call out your guys. How you going to get them to respond? You think that's going, especially now, you think yelling at another football player is motivation to get him to do the right thing? Have we not paid attention to sports lately?
It hasn't been the style.
Right. So, no, I, like,
Yeah, where do y'all, how do y'all think this is going
to
play out?
Unless Tua wants to yell, then he's allowed to do whatever he wants.
How, yeah, but if Tua yells, then you know what you would say?
Ooh.
Something's up, because he's not like that.
We'll take a quick break here on the program, get you caught up with your headlines, play a little Damage Is Done. Oh, the breaststroke is going on. Heat 3.
Is this?
I got to tell you.
H3.
You know how strong you got to be to get that far out of the water?
Mm. It looks, it's really, it's the funniest looking stroke.
Right.
Yeah.
Look.
Natural to me.
Natural. Well, your leg kick is awesome. See, they do the frog kick in the back, too.
Yeah, no, I tell you, natural.
Back after this.